Final intro. Ready, set. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick Evans, aka Nevins Island. I'm here to my right.
Usually
far left. To my right, the second tallest man I know, Jake Frasinelli.
Hello.
To my left, the movie man Ross himself, all the way from Ohio, Sam Ross. And then to my far left, the Nevins Island champ, the Man of Steel, Superman himself, Josh Steelman. So if you're watching this later and you're like, oh, Nick did a podcast now and it's called the Nevins Island Podcast and it's the first episode, I want to watch that. We are at the very end of a 12-hour stream. It is literally the witching hour of most witching hours. We are tired.
Exhausted. When wins turn to losses and losses turn to wins.
The witching hour.
Except this win ain't going to turn into a loss.
Yeah, absolutely not.
This win is a full-on dub.
Yeah, it's just a dub. We're hanging out.
A dub ski, even.
So basically, just for the people that are watching, we raised over $1,000. Our goal was $1,000. You guys blew us away. $1,144.20. Thanks for the 420 dono at the very end there, B-Lou. Thank you guys so much. That was super awesome.
Guy.
We have
totally good.
Five wheel spins to do at the stream next month. We have one belly shot to do on the stream next month. And to start it all off, we have a new thermometer of shenanigans that we have completely finished. We're super excited about that.
Just DM me.
We are now not going to focus on it on the stream. We'll actually talk about some Nevins Island details towards the end maybe. But the way that the Nevins Island podcast works, each one of the guys, myself, Jake, Josh, and sometimes a guest in this situation, Sam, all the way from Ohio, joining us. And all you do is bring a topic, and then we discuss it. The topics are going to range from 15 to 20-ish minutes. When we go and do the topic, each week, we're going to go and podcast on Friday. And if it's a three-person podcast, it's going to be posted on the first topic on Monday, second topic Tuesday, third topic Wednesday, and then the full topic the next Friday. So if you want it, as soon as possible, watch it live. Or if we have a guest, and it's the three of us and we have a guest, first topic Monday, second topic Tuesday, third topic Wednesday, fourth on Thursday, and then full thing live Friday. So if you're like, man, I just want to hear about Nick talk about that one topic and that seems interesting, you can watch that. Or
if you think, man, I really don't want to hear Nick talk about that one topic, you can just watch all the other ones.
Absolutely. Or you can watch the full video. You're on a long car trip. You want to hear my luscious voice. And the
luscious.
With that being said, the guests are going to be ranging from people you saw today. Yes, we're going to get a lot more Dalton content.
I got some Daltons in the chat.
He's so fine.
Any Daltons?
Pog Dahl.
Maybe Dalton's in the chat.
Hey, he said he would be.
Can I get some Dalton champs?
All I'm saying is
I was on the boat.
Yes. That's a joke from the stream earlier. One last thing before we continue. Chase Anger behind the ones and twos all day long.
Woo!
He's been awesome.
Chase, props to you, my guy.
Big props.
Great shit. Only one mess up that wasn't even your fault.
Yep. Exactly. It was me not explaining things well. But so.
Well, one of them was my fault. I actually copy pasted the background.
But, yeah. Who cares?
Hey, he told you that.
One of them was my fault because while we were playing Jackbox for a little bit, we just had the water up and I didn't realize till like four questions in.
Yeah.
And I just kind of leaned over and was like.
Anyways. Thank you guys so much for donating. Thank you, Chase. Thank you for all the guys that participated. You guys are truly amazing. We're going to hop into the podcast, and I am taking the first topic ever.
Pogcast, if you will.
Pogcast.
Because Pog's in the chat. All right. First topic on the Nevins Island. It's weird not being able to like look around perfectly to you guys, like around the table or something. Sure. Yeah.
You want to lean over a little bit?
I'm still sitting back.
Yeah, let's
scoot forward.
Let's get that out a little bit more. First topic, it is a question. How to DM, or how do you DM? Because in all actuality, I suck at DMing. I don't know how people have ever done it. I don't get how it works. Like I'm not saying, hey, where on Instagram is the DM, but no, I'm saying, how the hell do you go and DM?
Nick. You're asking two people in relationships and a tragically single person.
And so the DMs worked out for them.
Also another tragically single person behind the camera.
No.
No. So, okay. But for instance, story time a little bit. There was a day and age where young, unconfident Nick Evans didn't know how to talk to a female to save his life.
Was this like 2 days ago?
Yeah, this was 8 hours ago. Yeah, this was 8 hours ago. It was after the first hot pepper.
Was it when you went to the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Became a man.
We go.
Never mind. That's like, I can't say that.
Pog mitzvah.
Stop. Pog mitzvah for your own game. Your father and I are very concerned.
So.
Please, he just won't stop.
We go, and I shoot out a message to this girl, and basically, I get the, like, I basically was asking out, like, hey, I think you're super cute, I think that we've hit off before, we talked before.
Oh, this was your mom. Send
it. Oh, it's my mother, yeah.
Yeah, earlier.
Basically, how do you go and formulate the right text message to the right person, or do you guys, like, just would never DM? Josh, what's up? Okay, Jake.
I was gonna say, I don't DM in the conventional sense, because my strategy My strategy to get people to like me is to trick them into thinking I'm more interesting than I am.
And you're 6'6".
Well, you are 6'6".
Okay, here's the thing, right?
Does all the DMing for him.
Yeah, right. Everyone thinks that. However,
that's all he had. He just slides up. I'm 6'6", and they're like. Ah.
I'm 6'6", penis not to scale.
I'm 6'6", and those are not two separate.
Yeah.
I'm 6'1", and those. My strategy is to trick people into thinking I'm more interesting than I am by, texting them only for months so that I can cultivate this personality that they think is really funny and witty when I really spend 5 minutes on every text message I send them. And then by the time they realize I'm not as cool and funny, they don't care because I'm already around so much that they can't really kick me out.
So if you were to go right now,
it sounds toxic.
Yeah. That sounds awful. Like you said.
Yeah, but I'm like usually
male manipulator. Or
what was the thing from the chat earlier?
It was another word for encourager.
Yeah,
something like that.
Anyways,
enabler.
Enabler. Yeah, that's what it was. Male enabler.
No, all jokes. I don't DM because I'm not confident. So DMing somebody being like, hey, would you like to go out to eat sometime? Or whatever people say in DMs, I'm very unaware.
So, chat, if there's any people that know me, they know I am actually not afraid to step up, free throw line, step back, shoot my shot.
Okay,
I'm all about that.
Why are you stepping back at the free throw line?
Because he's got swag.
It's a BD.
I'm the kind of guy that takes 3 steps back from the free throw line on a free throw. Just to, like, you know, clap.
Me playing.
I travel before I shoot my shot.
James Harden?
Dude, almost any player in the NBA nowadays?
Oh. LeBron James!
So, Sam.
We get it, you're bitter.
I love LeBron. I swear to God.
So, by the way, from Ohio.
To LeBron?
I swear to. Yes, exactly. I swear to Bron.
Bron.
Okay.
And Bronny.
Not Bronny.
Wait, does that make Bronny Jesus?
Yeah, the son of God, Bron is Jesus. He's the second coming.
Can we get that on a t-shirt? Wait, does that make Bronny Jesus?
If LeBron's God.
Can we talk about how funny it was? Is like when Bronny was still in like middle school or whenever, before he was like world, like
before he was like
before he was Bronny Bronny, and like
when he was just LeBron's son,
right? And his number was 2 or something. And there was some interview. It was like, yeah, he chose 2 because people didn't want him to like. Be associated with LeBron James, and then coming to the court, number 2, Bronny James. come on,
dude. So Sam, you had let's get send it back.
Speaking of LeBron James, when he shoots his shot, how do you think he does?
I think LeBron.
When I DM LeBron James,
Sam, there you are happily
married. He's married.
Hanging with
basically married.
You're happily hanging out with the person right now. She's a lovely person, Maddie. You've been.
She was on the phone in there. I met her. I saw her face. She exists.
Yeah, she does exist.
It confirms. She's not my random Canadian.
It's like a Bigfoot sighting. She does indeed go to a different school.
She's from Canada, guys.
She's from Canada.
All right. You went.
European.
The DMs obviously worked out. How did you slide in the DMs?
Yeah, so it's a funny story. We matched on Tinder. So, really? Yeah. Like we, so we went. To,
honestly, I respect you so much for admitting that.
Yeah, no. So
I don't think there's anything.
There's
wrong.
No stigma. Yeah. I don't think there is either. But some people, for some reason, think there's like a stigmatism, like that everyone's not on Tinder.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Everyone I know is literally on Tinder.
It's like I'll see it. Like I don't have it right now, but like whenever I get depressed every 3 months and download it,
yep.
And then get more depressed when nothing actually works.
Exactly.
Because I'll be like, I'm tall, and they'll be like, yeah, but you're ugly, so. We're
So where, yeah, so...
So this is the most important question. You figured it out.
I did.
What was your first go? What was your first text in that situation?
So she had Purdue like on her bio or whatever. She was at Purdue, and I obviously go to Ohio State. And my first message...
Purdue you.
That would... See, I think that would have ended right there.
Yeah,
that would have been...
So
I would not be,
I'm the problem?
I would not be in the position I am now, because I'm sure she got that... 5,000 times.
Yeah, that's not funny, original, or cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just brutally honest. I was like, full disclosure, I absolutely hate Purdue. Because I do, because they beat Ohio State in football 2018, ruined our season. So I still am salty about that. So I was just like, straight up, I hate Purdue. And she was like, I hate Ohio State. Matched the energy, and we just kind of hit it off and started talking.
Matched the energy ever since.
Yep.
Josh. You are also in a loving relationship with the person that's also been in.
I mean, she's great. Maybe.
She might be in chat. She also might not be conscious.
She definitely is in chat.
Okay. So,
how are your teeth feeling?
Yeah,
she got her wisdom teeth out.
How's your lack of teeth feeling?
So, Josh, were you ever a DM person before Abby, and then how did you meet Abby?
No. Believe me or not, that's up to you. I am the person you know that has never had and will never have Tinder.
Yeah. God himself.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm a Bumble guy.
LeBron.
No,
I've never had.
Have you heard of Grindr?
Yeah.
No, I've never been on any sort of dating app. It's just like, I don't know. It's just not my thing, I guess, because I'm probably just really bad at starting those DMs. And
didn't stop me.
But so with Abby... It was literally just circumstance. Like, everything leading up to the start of our relationship, like, even just, like, a friendly level of relationship, was pure chance. Because I happened to sit next to her at Convocation, which, if you don't know what Convocation is, it's like a big pep rally at the beginning of the year.
There's, like, 5,000 kids in the giant room.
So I just happened to sit next to this cute little girl. And I was like, oh.
Very, very little. Very little.
Yeah.
6 years old. No, I'm kidding.
No, kidding. No.
She's 19 or 20 or 18
Carson?
Or...
Stop.
Wait, I need someone to explain that to me.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll get demonetized.
Yeah.
But, so, I just happened to sit next to her.
Try to stop it.
And I don't normally do this, but I guess I just had, like, the confidence of being in a new area with all new people. And I was like, worst case scenario, she never sees me again. And so like, hey, can I get your snap? She was like, sure. So I got her snap, and then I Snapchatted her, like, a couple days later.
Wait, what was the opener to that? Was it just, hey?
I don't remember, probably. It was probably something stupid, like, hey, you were from Convocation.
Hey, what are your classes?
No, hi, I'm Josh.
Do you like games?
I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
But I have since found out that the only reason she responded to my Snapchat was because it was my birthday. And she would feel bad not responding.
And now...
That cake emoji was clutch. Yes.
So she responded and we chatted for the day. And then, thankfully... By the grace of the good Lord.
LeBron James.
Exactly 2 weeks after my birthday is her birthday.
So you
So I took her to Chick-fil-A for lunch. And we kind of like... No. She thought I was an idiot.
Really?
She still does think I'm an idiot.
Well, she's like wrong.
Wait, so what, did you want a little bit fancier up or no?
No, we just like... We went to Chick-fil-A and we just like got a lunch as friends... And then she was doing something later that night with some other friends for her birthday. And so that was that. And then the next week,
signs
she avoided
on our
me.
End.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you want to go like maybe get another meal? And she was like, oh, sorry, I got to study. When she went to Panda Express with her friend instead. So that was a little unfortunate. So she spent the entire week avoiding me.
Each other again?
And then after the football game, I was like, hey, you want to go get food? And she caved and she was like, fine, I'll go get Zaxby's with you. I was like, okay. And so now, I got Zaxby's, and then she realized, wow, he's not a complete and total fool.
Yeah.
Only partially.
Partially, yeah.
He also is really nice sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. But yeah, so basically the start of my relationship, my loving relationship.
There you go, get those
bad
points.
Was just a long string of good luck, essentially, is what it was.
So you guys both just, like, ended up... The shooting of the shot wasn't necessarily, like, a shooting, a full send of a shot. You were on Tinder, which is...
Can I ask a completely unrelated question really quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to continue this metaphor, who would the Holy Ghost be?
Okay, so...
Oh. Kobe.
Basketball.
Kobe.
Watching over him.
Okay, perfect.
By the way,
thank you. We can move on now.
And I was
just thinking that for like 10 minutes. I was like,
okay, Father.
Because I was thinking, because it's so weird. Because I was thinking.
Listening to my story.
Bronny, Kobe Bryant. There we go.
Oh, I like
Bron,
that.
Bronny, Kobe Bryant.
Bronny.
This
Black
feels
Mama.
Sacrilegious.
Black Mama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, parents.
We're going to get haunted by
yeah,
Kobe.
Yeah, all right. Well, so
I hope.
Worked out with you guys.
Yeah, and also, Maddie wanted me to clarify. She texted, and she was like, happily.
Wait, let me get out the text.
I need to break this out.
Read down what
she says. We are happily hanging out, according to that. We are dating.
Okay, good. So I'm sorry. Don't shoot.
Are you gonna get him in trouble?
Nick's trying to get me in the doghouse.
Yeah, just trying to dog.
He does not need help.
Hey.
That's right.
All
right,
before we move on to the final topic.
I was talking on the phone with her, and I said, like, hello, I've heard so much about you. And then as I'm walking out of the room and shutting the door, she goes, hear what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we move on to the final topic, does anyone have some actual advice to help me with my DMs?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Step one for sliding in DMs. Which
step one
is look
step one don't slide into DMs because
I would say
wants to check their
I
Instagram.
Would say step one is be a 10 out of 10, which none of us are. to truly have high success, you just have to be incredibly attractive.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Anything else?
So for me, here's
going from that.
Here's another thing.
I have three tips. Tip number one:
take her to Chick-fil-A.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Number two, come on.
Yeah, we're good there.
Don't be annoying / too persistent. You can be a little bit persistent, but not too persistent. Like, don't double text.
Yeah.
And three, shoot your shot near her birthday or your birthday.
Yeah.
Because then you get the points.
Then you get the desperation points. All right. I think that's a good way to round out topic number one. Like I said, that we're going to do small snippet topics. This is the only one that will go up without the topic breakdown. There's too much editing I'm already doing for this video. I'm not going to have those up. But it will be a full thing if you're wanting to go to bed or on the East Coast and you're just tapped out. Go to bed. The full podcast will be up.
Do you know what
soon.
You could do to help out? Is you could just put like the time marks of the
topic. I will.
Topic,
yeah. Right? I'll do that. I'm just not going to split them up.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Topic so number two. Josh, well, why don't you hit us with your topic?
My topic was, what is your most memorable / traumatic / humorous childhood injury?
Ooh. I want to kick us off, because I think that maybe my sister's still watching, and this story is totally her fault. Like, 100%. So, imagine me, 6 years old, back in Arkansas.
Oh,
I'm
I forgot
a loving child. Like, I had no issues in the world.
Bullcrap!
Soulja Boy just came out. It was great.
Yeah, Soulja Boy the song.
What is the song?
Cranked Up.
Is that Cranked Up? Okay, yeah.
By Soulja Boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cranked Up by Soulja
Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Nick was actually born before Soulja Boy.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's actually gay. Is what he was talking about.
Yeah. No, Soulja Boy. We can't confirm.
He was really progressive in 2006.
I heard you say it first.
So with that being said. I'm super happy, go lucky kid. There was like this park, it's a lot like the park we used to have in the neighborhood we had where you go hang out, and then, which was like 3 miles away, let's just call it, simple 3 miles. We would ride bikes, take walks to that park,
wait,
hang
like
out
exactly
there.
Exactly 3 miles?
About 3 miles.
Like as the crow
flies?
1-4.
1-5-9.
No.
2-6.
No. No. This is not a pie.
And now
story.
We're going to repeat pi is
the
long.
First 100 digits of pi. 3.14.
So we go to this park.
Table.
And for me, I got like dropped off there. Somebody rode rollerblades there, and then my sister had this like
that rescue. Guy is somebody I want to be friends with. Somebody who uses rollerblades as a form of transportation.
It might have been
sign me the fuck.
It might have been my sister using the rollerblades, my brother using the motorbike. All I know is those two things were there. So then my sister, she's like 12 years old. She's like, I want to go and hang out with these guys at this one place. And I was like, how am I going to get home from the park? Because we all go to that place. And then she's like, beat it. She's like, just go down this hill with the mini moped. Like, this thing's like a booster seat that can go like 25 miles an hour. Not anything like absurd.
25 miles faster than I can go.
And then we got rollerblades in between my legs. I'm 6 years old. Me on the seat, rollerblades between my legs. And this hill is like, it's basically the steepest hill I've ever seen in my life that a car has ever driven. It's like this. It's gone. And my sister just is like, good luck. And so I go, send it down this hill.
My name is Marty McFly Williams, and I'm about to bomb this.
Did you tell them the safe word? Whiskey?
Yeah, no. Whiskey!
Saying what? Weird. And only in that scene, too.
That's such a funny movie.
For those of you who haven't seen it, please watch it.
Who would win in a fight? A cheeseburger or a taco?
Taco. Such a good movie, yeah.
I feel like no,
grilled cheese.
Distracted.
Grilled
a dolphin.
Bottlenose dolphin. House cat.
Falcon. Or something. I don't know.
So, I go send it down this hill. And then just, like, right when it hits the bottom, I go flying off this bike. I don't know what just happened.
I was doing the too legit to quit thing.
Oh,
I was doing whatever.
I'm legit.
I have a
too
funny
legit
story involving that.
Too legit to quit. Right now. Maybe but now time. I'm unlegit. So I might. Oh, so
now I as well.
Quit. And then he goes, right. Gets hit by a van.
Yeah.
So
I need to watch that.
Finishing that story, send it. Bike goes down, body goes flying. In Arkansas, there was just piles of rocks on the side of roads. My face goes in.
You mean
face,
gravel?
No, I'm talking about like talking clay pieces that are rocked.
Like asphalt.
No.
Like that's what asphalt is.
It was
and then tar is put down.
What color were the rocks?
Like clay shaped. Clay shaped.
Clay
shaped.
Like what
like
color?
A maroonish clay shape.
What color?
Maroon.
Whiskey shape.
It's maroon and orange mix. Like a maroon orange mix. That's what it looks like.
Oh, so it's clay.
Yeah, that's why I said clay.
My bad.
So I said clay shaped.
Yeah. So I go and I send it off the bike face first. All the kids that are hanging out run down this hill. There's like 7, 8 kids, sister included. She
World star!
They realize.
You're going to go viral.
She realizes, oh no, I messed up. They go and call this kid named Zach Rosen, calls his mom. And the direct quote from 8-year-old Zach Rosen was, Mom, Nick's face fell off. And then she goes, what? And then he goes, it's literally on the side of the road. They're like, that. I just heard myself screaming on the road.
Sound like R2-D2.
So I go, full send it, face gone. And you're like, oh, that kind of sucks. The reason it really sucked, the next day, our neighborhood had like this magazine that came out. And my family was picked to be on the cover of it. So my face jacked up. Like, when I say jacked up, I mean, like scarring down here, scarring down here. My lip puffy as hell, bruised, black.
You haven't recovered
yet. I know. I go, this picture is probably the funniest photo that's ever been taken. It's my mother, my father smiling, prim and proper, my brother and sister looking adorable, and me looking at somebody beat me over the head with a baseball bat for 15
with,
minutes.
Like this little grimace on his face. He's
a monster,
he's
but
like,
he's our monster.
He's slightly he's a ghoul.
In the picture because he's trembling
like,
so much.
I looked like I was a Make-A-Wish kid. They were like,
the magazine was legally like forced to blur the picture just in that area.
Yeah, like it was.
It was too obscene.
Like it was bad. I was a Make-A-Wish kid, like helping out with it. It was that bad. My parents
people wrote creepypastas about that picture.
Yeah, my parents were like, "How do you let that happen?" Anyways,
a cult in Arkansas has popped up surrounding Nick, like 8-year-old Nick,
the faceless man,
the old legend of the faceless Nev. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, that's by far the worst one, just due to the severity of the taking the picture and this, like, also my face getting jacked up. I haven't like broken anything like note or anything important or cool like that. Josh, I feel like you got a story.
I have a few stories. I could go on about injuries. I was a very stupid / reckless child. Same. I flew through the air into a concrete driveway. I hit a car on my bike.
I have a question. Was it
the car bike, moving, or was it car stationary?
Or was it car bike?
Okay, if it was Josh, car bike, or if it was car.
The car was stationary.
Okay.
And then I was not. Of course. I face planted on concrete again, but I think probably the worst trauma I have ever experienced was we were at our friend's house a family friend's house for I think New Year's Eve or something, and they had a hammock, but it wasn't a hammock that goes between trees. It was a hammock that's supported by steel beams.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's one of the steel beams that goes right underneath it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so
was it the rope hammocks?
Yeah. So us genius kids thought, oh, let's play a game where you get in the hammock, you grab on to the ropes, and then you spin around as fast as you can. Like the older kids will just flip you over and over and over again. First few people went, it was fine, and then I went and I go and I grab on and I'm going woo 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 woo, and then my fingers just go thwink thwink. Doink, doink, doink. And then I fly off, and my face, I turn and I look, and it's just metal. Bam! Right in my face.
How old were you when this happened?
I don't know.
This was this summer.
This was also today. No. It was, I don't know how old I was. My mom could tell you.
Yeah. Give us a range though, 10 to 12, 8 to 10.
Probably close to 6 to 10, somewhere in that range. I was pretty young.
You were a young kid.
The age where you were you could understand that bad things would happen, but you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You were you had older, cool cousins.
You didn't have foresight until it already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had hindsight, yes, correct. Yeah. But
I didn't even have that at that age.
I come hobbling in, sandwiched between two of the older kids who are practically carrying me mom with two black eyes and literally a 2-inch knot on my forehead. And she turns around and she's like, "What happened?" And I hit a pole. And I swear, you can still, if you feel hard enough, you can still feel a part of a bump.
That bump is only for Abby to feel. Okay, I don't want to feel a piece of that.
Oh, that's probably the worst injury I have ever had.
All right, two boys. Anyone got a good injury story?
I mean, I'm much like Josh. Have a medley of stupid things I did when I was younger.
Chase, you want to go and grab me another Dr. Pepper, please? Thank you very much.
So let's see. There's one time me and my friend Ben. So I live in a neighborhood called Temple Hills, so needless to say, it's pretty hilly.
No, you live in Auburn.
And, I live in a cul-de-sac that has, a small hill in it on a main road that's, a large hill.
Yeah.
So me and my friend Ben got our Razor scooters, and we went up to, halfway up the large hill and freaking bombed it down the hill. But then we were no, let's turn into the cul-de-sac so my mom doesn't get mad at us for leaving the cul-de-sac because we weren't supposed to. So I'm going down this hill, at the time I need to turn, easily doing 15 to 20 miles an hour on a Razor scooter. I'm 11. my buddy takes a wide angle, cuts it in, makes it clean. I take a little bit of a shallower angle, cut it in, go a little wide, hit some gravel, hit the curb. Then I was on an aggregate driveway, just knees. Just power slide onto an aggregate driveway.
Just guitar, 70s hairband.
My skin was just Yeah, so that's one.
Oh my lord.
One time I was riding on a bike.
Garage door.
Yes. I was riding on my bike in Crocs. And I was riding, and I was like, I wonder what would happen if I put my foot in the spokes of the front wheel.
Chase is nodding right now.
I'm going down. Yeah. I'm going down this hill.
Understandable.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, huh. So I went.
What did happen?
And then, needless to say, it was. It was like it was. Boom! Whoa! I fly over my handlebars. My bike runs over me, and I skid about 3 feet.
Oh, God.
On my back.
You guys are like, oh, gee, I'm laughing over here and cracking up.
I stand up. I'm like, I'm good to go. Like, I was like, I was nine, so I was invincible.
And then his spine fell out.
I stood up, and I was like, I'm good to go. And I'm biking. I go for like another hour, and I come back in, and I just have scabs all over the back of my arm. My mom's like, what happened?
He's like, what happens if I put it in the back?
Then you go flying.
There's another one where...
Like E.T.
Same day... Oh, this makes the first story even better. This happened like three runs before the run where I knee slid onto an aggregate driveway. So this happened, and then we're like, let's keep...
What is an aggregate?
It's the...
I also don't know what
it is. So it's like, you know the driveways that are, they're like made of tan gravel?
Yeah.
That are like cemented in with the little pebbles coming out?
Ohio.
Like the ones where like if you walk on them barefoot when you're like under the age of 12, you're a badass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So that. It's not fun.
Yeah.
So basically just a gravel driveway.
It's gravel, but it's like cemented in.
Yeah, so like it's all here. Pokey and stabby. And
look
like
up aggregate driveway.
Yeah, I need to see this.
I'd like to see it too.
I want to hear their reactions when they see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. By the way, while I'm looking it up, I'd like to say same exact thing happened to me that happened to Jake.
Yeah, Chase the whole time was like, yeah, obviously. So why wouldn't this be a wonder?
Same story, except instead of sliding, I just smacked, broke my left collarbone. Yeah.
Oh.
Here, I can find a good picture. Like,
he's like, oh, that one doesn't do justice. It was way more painful.
Yeah, that's for pussies, okay? We're gonna. Oh, TOS is coming after me tonight.
Most painful driveways to hit.
Top 10 most painful anime.
Hey, you got a top 5 show for
painful
that.
Death.
Donate
death
more. Driveway. If you donate right now, by the way, we're closing out the stream.
Three.
If you donate right now, it's gonna go to the next stream end of January.
Like, it's this.
Oh God!
Oh, okay, yeah.
That would rip the crap out of
me. So this happened like.
What's happening, skin?
So basically, how we were doing this is we started off at the top of my cul-de-sac, and then we progressively got higher and higher up the hill.
Is this the same cul-de-sac?
It's my cul-de-sac, and it's a smaller.
But is it the same one as the first?
This story? Is the same day. This is earlier in the day. So this happened, and then we're like, let's keep.
Wait,
doing
did
it.
All of these stories happen in the same cul-de-sac?
No. Well, yeah, I've lived in the same house for years. Yeah.
Oh. So much better. most of mine are on the same cul-de-sac too.
Yeah. So this happened earlier in the day than when I like peeled my shins. So we started off just at the top of the cul-de-sac and we're like, nah, this hill ain't it. So we worked further and further up the hill that's like the main road. And like about three or four runs before I did that, we were coming in and we both made the turn. But I was kind of speeding up behind him, and my front wheel hit his back wheel, and then we both, like, went airborne.
So were you, like, just scraped up a little bit?
We landed on asphalt for that one, so we got a bit of road burn, and we were a bit scraped up, but we're like, what else bad could happen? This is the worst that it could possibly get. And then, little did we know.
Yeah.
I think...
What am I going to do? Peel myself?
Yeah. Oh, and this is the biggest one. So New Year's, going into 2011. New Year's Eve, 20...
It's like that day will live in infamy.
Yeah. December 31st. Does December have a 31st?
Yes. It's New Year's Eve.
December 31st.
December only has 28 days.
2010. Not last year. It was a leap year. So December 31st, 2010. I'm at... we're at like a family friend's house. For a New Year's party, and it's like 10 p.m. and the guy's like, oh hey, we're going out on the golf course. Who wants to come? Like, any kids want to come? And six of us were like, or like four of us or five of us were like, yeah. And he was like, all right, hop in the golf cart.
Please tell me you got hit in the face with a golf club.
So no, but that's a different story. So
what?
Actually, I hit my friend in the face with a golf club.
Okay,
nice.
So that's
definitely funny.
We're going, and it's. He's driving, my dad's in the passenger seat of the golf cart, and then it's one of those golf carts where there's just like a back seat facing the opposite direction. So you're just like facing your back's to the direction the car's going. Except we have four kids back there. The golf cart said two, but we're like, we can fit, it's fine. Kids are like half people, it's whatever. So we're going.
Never mind, just go ahead.
We're going, and The guy who's driving goes, hold on, we're about to hit a bump. And I go, what? And then we hit a bump, And I go flying off the back of the golf cart. Land face first on just onto the asphalt. Chip my front two teeth and just tear up the right side of my face.
That'll do it.
So on New Year's Eve, I chipped my teeth. And then I had to go to school in 3 days with just like teeth. Aww. So I show up. I didn't have
my childhood, but without the stories, it was just jacked up teeth.
I didn't have nerve damage or anything. Like so I got really lucky there. I didn't pinch a nerve or anything like that, which was really lucky. But I got very close, and so I show up to school, and everyone's like, what happened? Because first I had like scabbing and scars all on the right side of my face.
Badass.
And then I had like no teeth, and they're like, what happened? And I was like, so basically, there's this golf cart, and I fell off. And they're like, how? And I'm like, shut up. This was in fourth grade. I was a very...
What did you like to know?
Yeah, I'll never tell.
What did you like to know?
When and then the next day, that night, I got my teeth fixed. And I showed up and everyone was like, oh, you grew teeth back. And I'm like, no, idiots. Dentists exist. Yeah, yes, basically, I was an asshole. I don't know why anyone talked to me before the age of like... I don't know why anyone talks
18
to me.
And yeah. I was like,
I don't know if I've reached the age where I understand why people talk to me. Yeah. Yeah, the story. And Josh like, and I are just very stupid children.
Stories?
I have a similar one to that from when really. I just face planted the car. I can tell another.
I don't have anything that's like this.
We can get to the next topic though, because we're just trying to
speak. You making control. Smart decisions
that's
in your childhood.
That's fine. Jake can tell 5 stories. I only tell one.
I only told one, and then Sam told none.
Yeah. How I roll.
Yeah,
I Snapchat the entire time.
Yeah, that's what
any excuse I get to talk about how stupid I was when I was a kid.
Yep.
Jake, we'll just
talk number three.
I mean, it's a safe assumption.
Topic number three, going straight back to Fraz.
Oh yeah.
Jake, what's the topic?
All right. So, favorite and least favorite states. Why?
So, I'm kicking this off. I said it earlier. Wyoming, just not relevant. It is the most irrelevant
it's
state.
Not even real.
Exactly. It's like Western Massachusetts. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. That would be my answer.
Do you know 25% of people are moon truthers?
What's a moon truther?
It means they don't think the moon exists.
25%?
Yeah.
I'm calling BS. Chase, look that up.
It's totally fake fact.
Yeah, I was about to say, no way.
I don't even think a moon truther
is. Wouldn't it be a moon denier?
Nope.
Yeah, there we go.
No, what are you talking about? They're spreading the truth that the moon doesn't exist. Look, 25%.
Oh, there we go.
Which one of us doesn't believe in the moon?
I'll never tell.
So,
wouldn't you like
you
to know?
You know what I do believe in, though? There's pallets of ballots from Georgia to
from Florida to Miami. They're saving world hunger.
So, by the way, that's been said 15 times a stream, mainly by
you don't
Sam
understand
and myself.
There's pallets.
But...
full of
it was just because Jake last
the
night pounded our heads to making this funny. Something that's not funny, he just made it funny.
Injected it.
Yeah. Just like, so Wyoming so would be the worst state, but there's this thing called the Dakotas that exists. And
gotta
neither,
pick one of them.
Neither of them are relevant. South Dakota's the worst state for best state.
You're going to offend my mom. She lived in South Dakota.
Oh, that's
South Dakota has
she's
to
gonna take
South
back
Dakota is not Rushmore.
Okay, that's North Dakota.
Wait,
sorry.
Right?
No, I thought North.
Yeah, it's South Dakota. Dakota.
Okay,
South
then North Dakota. Dakota is the worst one.
Yeah, North Dakota is like barren. Has
North
like
Dakota has
a population
like,
of like 10.
The ratio of
the,
sheep in North Dakota, sheep to people, is like 4-1.
That's how it's just like.
Can we real quick talk about how badass it is that Josh has the belt right now? Is just slinging it over the arm.
He's been moving it around. I've been
belt
it
on one arm.
I got a. Well, first I had it like this, but this side is like longer than this side, so it was like
we've all been there.
Knee, so I had to just—I like,
don't even know what that means.
Flip it around.
You got one nut.
That's biology.
Yeah. Best state. I'm gonna say it. Said it before. Say it again. The best state.
Alabama
is Ohio.
Lower Alabama.
Ohio is the best state. On the planet. You got Cedar Point, the best freaking amusement park, because Top Thrill and Gatekeeper, having both of those is absurd, because, yeah, there's King to Cop, doesn't compete to those two. You have things like a crap load of sports teams, you have however bad they are, you have the LeBron, you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, well, except Kobe. Or the Black Mamba.
You don't have any of those things now, actually.
So
I don't know if you've been keeping up.
Cedar Point exists.
I mean,
you have Skyline Chili a food that is known for a state, you got a lake? I'm telling you, Ohio's got it all.
Oh, so guys, a lake? So guess how many lakes
from
Texas
this
has.
I don't have to say my favorite state right now, but from this, I'd just like to say my least favorite state is Ohio.
Good. We don't want you.
Yeah. For this exact reason, because everyone who lives in Ohio seems to think that Ohio has things that no one else has and then proceeds to name. Your fourth thing was a lake.
Yeah, lakes are...
You're like,
hey, it's a great lake.
Yeah, it is a great lake.
No,
that
it's
lake
not.
That lake is so good, it's
there
great.
There are great lakes, and it is not one of them.
Yeah.
Do you touch the Superior or whatever?
Yeah.
Michigan?
No,
Michigan.
It's,
Michigan.
Like, it's
Erie.
It's like Erie.
Erie.
Share it with
it's
Lake Erie.
Yeah, it's not named after you, so it's not your
lake.
Lake
Erie.
Okay.
It's, well, lake
then
Erie.
It's not Lake Erie.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought Lake Erie was fucking New York.
No.
That's Ontario.
Yeah,
that's a Canadian
that's,
city.
Yeah, that's a.
It's called Lake Ontario.
Chase, you got it.
Chase.
Lake Ontario borders New York.
Anyways, back to my point. Ohio is the worst state because, well, one Ohio State. Sorry, I hate to break to you. Ohio State's trash, and I hate them all.
Oh man.
However, I do hope they win.
Hey, it's because you ain't a Zeke. The best thing that's ever happened in the world.
I like Sam.
Thank you.
Zeke is the best thing to ever happen to the world.
That's a bold statement. I love Zeke though.
Zeke is like not even in the top 10 running backs in the NFL right now.
If Dak was healthy, he'd be number 3.
How?
No.
No.
What do you mean how? He put up 25 fantasy points. Oh my god, this is.
We'll get into this argument later. Anyways, so yeah, he listed off two amusement parks, one of which I will give you Cedar Point's pretty cool. Kings Island is also good.
Yeah, we got season passes to KI. What's up?
Kings Island is also good. However, like every state has amusement parks except for maybe
Wyoming. Not as good. Where's an amusement park in Alabama? They got a state fair. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, but Alabama's
not
really.
Saying Alabama's better than Ohio.
Alabama
I'm not
sucks.
Saying Alabama's better than Ohio.
Alabama's
Ohio's
notable.
and it's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of there, and it's just a spot on the map, and you hate to look at it. It's just an awkward shape.
It's a sweet shape.
It's like a
it's
nice
It's a cooler
box.
Shape than Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't live in Alabama.
Yeah,
it's a cooler
you,
shape than Tennessee.
No. Tennessee's a parallelogram. Parallelograms are dope. And don't even shit talk Tennessee because Dolly Parton's a goddess.
So, okay, what's the best state then, Mr. Just dunking on Ohio?
I'll have to think about it. Come back to me.
This is your topic. What? Josh,
I didn't think I'd get this far.
Okay.
What is your best, worst state, real quick? Fit.
Worst state? Probably just North Dakota. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. It doesn't even have a.
Best state? Texas. Texas has amazing food.
It has lakes.
It has way more lakes than Ohio does.
Some of them
not
even named
not
after the places they're near.
Erie?
I came from a city that was named after the lake that's in it. It's named Lake Jackson,
yeah,
Texas.
You guys named lakes after you. They named shit after lakes. Everything is different in Texas.
Yeah. We got
there's no
so
zoning
many
law,
more
maybe. It's the Wild
part.
West.
But not better.
Yeah.
It does not get
I've
better.
Have you ever been to Moody Gardens?
Moody
never
Gardens?
Never heard of
Moody Gardens.
I thought he said Booty
I'd love to go to the Booty
Gardens. I love
going
to
the
Booty
Gardens.
Have you ever been to Schlitterbahn?
What?
This just sounds sexual.
They sound dope.
Exactly. They
yeah.
sound dope.
They sound
Thank
sexual.
You.
They sound dope.
There's no zoning
exactly.
laws. So you can just build one wherever you want to.
And it's just so large that you get different climates.
Yeah.
It's bordering another country. Granted, not the best other country, but it is another country, which is
I would
cool.
say second best of the countries, the United States borders.
Yeah.
So, that's,
Canada sucks.
Number
no,
two.
No, you say Canada's better.
Oh,
I think Canada's better than Mexico.
I think Mexico's better than Canada.
Oh, dude, well, that's a podcast for a different time.
Indeed. Yeah.
Their
I
food
think,
is better.
I just think Texas is the best.
I
Texas,
hate,
Texas
well,
food,
French people suck
Texas
too.
Barbecue is amazing.
Tex-Mex.
Can we talk about
my favorite food, Mexican food?
We're not
going to
get
favorite.
Into the barbecue argument right now.
No, not a barbecue argument. I'm just saying barbecue food is like a huge selling point on
if
why you need to be down here. Because not just in general,
one,
down
one of
inside.
My classifications for where I wanted to go to school, I was like, I have to be able to order sweet tea without getting weird looks.
Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical. I'm not a huge fan of sweet tea, but if you go and like,
I don't really drink it that often, but that's just what I classify as the South.
Chase right now is just guzzling down sweet tea, not actually. But
I mean, the
it could
the
be.
Gallon's back there.
Maybe
you can grab it.
I was gonna say it's almost empty.
It's almost empty.
But yeah, it's been Wyoming. It touches a part of Yellowstone, right? Is Wyoming
yes,
part of Yellowstone?
Probably.
I know Montana is definitely part of it.
Idaho,
the Yellowstone National Park.
Well, Idaho definitely has some too.
Yeah.
I think it's one. I think Wyoming's probably.
I think Wyoming's
right?
out of
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone
no,
National
no, no,
Park.
Yellowstone, the other, the weird one.
Idaho.
No.
Montana. What did you say?
What was that last one you just said?
Wyoming?
What is that?
Yeah, what's that word?
I've
never heard of it before.
Yao
Ming, the popular basketball player?
Apparently, yes. There is part of Yellowstone in Wyoming.
Where?
Is that the part where you can kill people, but they can't legally prosecute you?
It's Wyoming, so probably.
Do you guys know in Utah you can still get firing squatted? Like, you can choose to die by firing squad.
That's badass.
And, like, the town square. Like, I'm like, this is the coolest thing on the
planet.
Look this
up, because I do not believe that.
And I know it was a thing, like, 5 years ago.
I'm picking my new favorite state.
Utah, if you get firing squad.
I think I have a favorite state, and I'm going to get flack for it, but I think it's just true. I'm going to say California.
I agree with this a lot.
Because, here's the thing, right? California, it's very, like, long. I was about to say long vertically, so that's tall. It's a very tall state, so you have, like you said, like, a lot of different climates. Like, North California is essential, right?
Read this.
Like, this is back in 2015, by the way.
Last 5 years ago.
Last month, Gary Herbert, governor, signed a bill bringing back the firing squad as a method of execution.
We used the electric chair in Texas, too.
2004, but brought it back partly because of a sabotage of lethal injection drugs, which was the default execution method.
Yeah.
So you could get firing squatted.
That's dope.
In Utah.
Dude, that is one of those weird facts that, like, we can only come up in a podcast where it's about state.
The more you know.
Except they would never ask about firing squads in Jeopardy. Anyways, so California, one, they have Yosemite National Park, which is number one on my bucket list. No, probably number two to the Grand Canyon. And they have the Redwoods. They have, LA, San Diego, like beaches, those cities. They have Death Valley. They have, like, the most.
They have, like, seven climates.
They have the most climate different. They have more climate differential in their state than some than most countries do.
But here's the thing about Ohio, we get all of those throughout the year randomly. It's like I'm rolling the dice.
Tennessee's slogan to be: if you don't like the weather, just fucking give it a minute. Like,
I think that's most states. Yeah, because I could say the same thing about Texas.
Tennessee, really? The only place where weather changes. Yeah.
Wait, you got snow in Texas?
Yeah, I got snow.
It happened twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not like it. Like, we're in Ohio, you get snow. Like, we've got, like, snow days.
Bro,
for, like,
literally this year, it was 30 degrees on Monday and 80 degrees on Wednesday while I was at school.
That's hype. All right.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
Simple argument, but we got to go and wrap up that topic. Best worst state.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, it's okay.
You gotta say something.
Ohio is the best state. Michigan is the worst state.
That's fair.
Michigan.
Just because of Detroit.
Only the lower peninsula. The upper peninsula, that sounds
Detroit
bad.
Completely tanks Michigan.
Socioeconomically.
Just in every possible way. From sports team perspective. Whenever I get sad about being a Cincinnati fan, I think how much worse it could be to be a Detroit sports fan. So if you're from Detroit, I don't like you. And I hope that you don't like me.
Dude, I feel like Michigan is just like Wisconsin.
And now you have
to. I think the state of Michigan
is just bad.
The state of Michigan is really just like a front to stop Detroit from trying to fight Canada.
Yeah. That's kind of facts.
We'll take him down, but you're a part
dude,
of us.
Yeah, what are you talking about, dude? Like, there's a whole water. Like, y'all couldn't even figure out cars, let alone boats. Like,
all right.
Amen.
So,
boats are simpler.
Best, worst. No, you're saying Texas best. What's worse?
Worst, Wyoming.
Wyoming, North Dakota.
Where?
Yeah, where?
What? Who?
Worst,
Ohio. Best, California.
I'm going Ohio. California's a close second because they got it all. And then worst.
I've never been to California.
I'm gonna go.
I really want to go.
Yeah,
I just want to go on like a road trip up the one.
PCH.
All right.
Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be hype. Last question or last topic, Sam? What we got for us?
Worst breakup, right?
Yeah. So basically, Sam and I. He came to us. It was very simple. We made a group chat. And Sam just goes and says, worst breakup, and didn't explain or anything. And then, like, 2 days ago, he's like, how in depth do we need to get on this? Yeah. So, we're just preface, we're excluding names and not.
I'm like, not. I'm not. I'll call this bitch out by name.
All right.
Sam Ross.
What a
Dead. Nick Evans led me on for months.
He
Nick
found Evans. This chick named Maddie on Tinder and just left me.
All right,
Jake. I was courting this man named Josh, and then some girl Snapchatted him on his birthday.
Jake.
Next thing I know, they're kissing Zaxby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're conceiving. I'm going Nick Evans and Zaxby's bad.
I am going last.
Next thing you know, we're on a boat.
I'm going to second.
I'm filtering it to the end. Josh, in a layman's term, worst breakup, and then more importantly, what did you like learn from it? And like, where did that make you? How did that make you the man you are today?
For sure.
Because a worst breakup story isn't anything without the redemption aspect to it. You know.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Well, like, we'll get into my story.
I wouldn't say I have a worst breakup because two of them are pretty bad, but I can say I've had a worst relationship.
Okay.
I think we were talking about this the other day.
Probably. Yeah, it's with Abby. I'm just joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. No, it was like my first, I would say, like, serious girlfriend in high school. We we hit it off really well over the summer. And then right as we were, like, because she was coming into high school and I was going up to sophomore year.
And I was going to college.
I was actually going to the Army, 35 years old.
Sophomore year of college, actually.
Right. But like, as she was coming into high school, we, like, finally met up and it was, like, we were finally, like, going to officially, like, date and be in person and everything. And then she was like, yeah, I think I just want to focus on classes.
In high school.
I was like, that's a stupid reason. But, of course, Josh was like, oh, of course. That makes so much sense. But I'm going to keep liking you. And so she kind of, like, strung me along the entire first semester. And then, like, right before Christmas, this event happened with one of her friends where one of her friends started liking me. And she found out about that.
And that friend was named Nick Evans, by the way.
And okay. She got peeved.
That's a good word.
She dropped that other friend, which was red flag numero uno. No, that's red flag numero dos. The first one was, I'm only focused on school.
Yeah.
So that was the second red flag, which she just completely dropped the friend, and then she started dating me because she was starting to lose, like, my attention, or like the attention of, like, oh, I have a sophomore after me, or something like that. So we started
Daddy
dating.
Josh.
And through
Wonky Josh.
But throughout the relationship, she gradually just, like, forced me to change different aspects about myself.
Boom.
Like, when have you ever seen me wear jeans?
You were wearing, by the way, Josh this entire stream wore PJs. Like that's I said wear something you guys feel comfortable with.
Show them your feet, that's how too.
Yeah. No, you actually are allowed to show feet. I like how you got the toes up there. So if you need those feet pics, just scroll back. All right, continue on.
But if you know me, you know I usually wear athletic shorts and a t-shirt. Maybe throw on a hoodie if it gets cold. Maybe throw on sweatpants if it gets chilly. But she was like, you need some style. So she made me go to the mall with her. And we bought clothes, and we bought new jeans for me, and new shirts. And I wore those for the rest of our relationship. And she ended up breaking up with me, which was crap.
Yeah.
But,
and you returned the clothes?
No. The jeans don't fit anymore. But I still have some of the shirts, because the shirts are actually, like, kind of nice.
Yeah.
So she did that, and then, like, she just, like, kept suppressing my personality. And, like, every time I would say, like, one of my stupid Josh jokes, she'd be like, that's not funny. Don't make those kinds of jokes. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I wouldn't. And so it's just, like...
And then Josh,
like,
didn't have a soul anymore.
Yeah, and then the reason she broke up with me was just, like, it just doesn't feel the same. And it was like, yeah, because I'm not the same person.
Yeah. And then you created the monster.
Yeah. So that was probably my worst relationship.
So, and now... You're super happy and have Abby, and you're yourself.
Yeah, totally.
I adore my girlfriend very much, and she's the best thing that's ever
happened to me.
All right, Sam, we're kicking it over to you next. Okay. What's your like worst breakup?
Yeah. Basically.
Progress.
What?
What?
Wow, that's mad sus. Totally, it was my fault. Like, I made some poor, had some poor decision making over a stretch of time, which I will not get into.
You're making bad
Unbelievable,
decisions.
Right?
We'll
I know.
Talk about it later.
Yeah.
But you didn't have any childhood injuries.
Exactly.
You yeah. just saved it all for high school.
Yes. Yeah. I chose all the pain for high school.
Sam, in like middle
school,
made
it emotional.
Yeah. I subbed out childhood physical pain for grown up emotional pain.
He's like, dude, I got both.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, broken injuries, but make it emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, totally my fault. And then, you know, things end and I'm all messed up and, you know, trying to move on and get over things, which I eventually do. But what the positive of it was is that, you know, when you get to the point where you kind of, like, during the whole process, I blamed everything else except myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I was deflective. Like, I didn't want to get to the root of what the issues were that were deeper than even what happened, which is just, like, in, like, myself. Basically, and that sounds kind of corny, but like it's true.
Yeah.
I had like a.
It only sounds corny because a lot of people have to come to that realization.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I totally had like an epiphany. I'm like, look, if I don't behave differently, this is just gonna repeat and repeat and repeat in different ways with friends, with girlfriends, with.
It's gonna manifest.
It's, exactly, and just like at my fun, like there had to be like a fundamental root change, away from some certain habits and stuff. Which I made, and it was hard because there's still a long time before you see things start to turn, you know, the other way. And you once you shake that, you know, weight and baggage or whatever. So, you know, there was plenty of time where I was like, you know, just kind of still all mopey, still all and whatnot. But once I finally got my head screwed on right, like, and regained confidence and everything, then started. Dating the wonderful girl I am now and
me.
Yeah. Feel yes, Josh.
Josh.
And oh
hey.
And yeah, things end up working out when you kind of focus on what needs to change and what needs to improve. And I believe I'm not super religious, but I believe in kind of karma, the universe, stuff like, you know,
that what comes around goes around.
Right. And like the energy
energy
you put out is what you receive.
Yeah.
And once I flipped the type of energy, I saw different things start to come back. And that sounds kind of weird, like I said, corny.
I forgot my moral of the story. My moral of the story is stay true to who you are. And don't change. Because
mine is the opposite.
I'm in love.
Oh, well.
As a sophomore.
Yeah.
I want to riff off what you said a little bit. I remember going through that breakup with you.
Yeah.
And that's so... You and I
I leaned on you a lot.
Yeah, we sort of took a break from talking for a good bit of time.
Yeah.
Like, my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, we started talking a little bit more. And I remember going through that with you. And I was like, you're one of my best friends. You're being an ass.
Yeah.
Well, like, I like... And going and telling, like, one of your closest friends, like, hey...
Yeah.
I love you no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
This is your fault.
Yeah.
You screwed up.
For sure. And that honestly is one of the things that...
Yeah, because, like, when somebody... Because it's really easy to put yourself in an echo chamber.
Yeah.
But once you have somebody who's, like... Who you know, you're like, oh, this guy's on my side. Saying, like, this is on you, dude. Then then it's just, like, shatters.
Right.
Yeah. And so, like, I remember... And that's the thing, too. Like, obviously, we weren't, like... hanging out, we were in different states, so we had this relationship of just like talking and being filtering in life. I remember though, like you building off of that, and you started going fundamental questions of yourself, and the root changes when you were asking me like, "Hey man, am I hanging with the right people? What do I do with this situation?"
Yeah.
I remember being like,
"Yeah,"
such a proud dad moment of just like, some people never figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people never have that moment of, "Oh, I'm doing something wrong," and they just live life and they're not happy, and I'm so happy that you found some happiness. Love you, dude.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love you. Thanks for all your support over
seriously.
The years.
Jake.
I'm changing names for the story. I was making a joke earlier.
If you know us, we ask for your permission to tell stories before we tell them, stuff like that. We're not going to go in.
I'm not asking her for permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... This happened. This story starts kind of over the summer, going into sophomore year of high school, and I kind of had it drilled in my head for some reason. What?
I'm copywriting that.
Cool.
So that's where mine started.
And so it, like, I don't know why, but I for some reason had it drilled in my head. I was like, ooh, I haven't had a girlfriend. Like, it literally, I just finished freshman year. I'm like, I haven't had a girlfriend yet. I'm a late bloomer, which is not true at all.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't know why.
I don't even think you should date anybody until you can drive.
Yeah, right?
At the earliest.
Yeah, I think that too.
Going on pity dates, like, where it's like, hey, we're going to, like, go to the movies. You can't have, like, a
Or at least until friend. One of like, you can drive.
Right, yeah.
You can't have, like, a legitimate, like, relationship. Because
anyways.
Yeah.
So, going over that summer, I'm talking to my buddy Cole a lot. Shout out Cole. That's his real name. Because I know he wouldn't care, and I love him. And I'm not talking about him in any way. Cole's great. He starts liking this girl, Sarah, who I'd never heard of. And I was like, who the hell is this Sarah girl? And he's like, she goes to our school. And I was like, oh. Because my high school was, it wasn't huge. It was about a little less than 2,000 kids. But every class had three middle schools feed into it. My middle school made up a majority of the class. And then there's, if our class was 470, my middle school was probably about 300. Another middle school was probably about 120. The middle school she went to was like 50.
Yeah.
And then there's some extraneous from around. So he's like, oh yeah, like this is her Instagram. I didn't have an Instagram at the time, but he was like, this is what she looks like. I was like, I've never seen her before in my entire life. So fast forward to the beginning of sophomore year, I show up to my English class, and the Sarah girl's in my English class. I was like, oh, cool. Like, this is a girl Cole's been talking about. That's sick. And
Sarah's fake name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm just making sure. I'm pretty sure I've told you this story.
You have, and I'm pretty sure I know the name of the person. I'm just good enough.
Yeah, Sarah's a fake name, by the way. So yeah, I'm talking to the Sarah. I'm like, oh, like yeah, I think you're friends with my friend Cole, and she's like, oh yeah, and because the way the like the alphabetic seating worked out or whatever, we were sitting near each other, so we started talking a little bit, and so we meet for the first time in August. I'm stressing that point. We go through August, we start talking, and I'm like, oh, like if my buddy Cole likes her, I'm gonna start talking to her, try to make nice, you know. Cole asks her out, like. Breaks things off after a couple days. I'm like, oh, what happened? He's like, I don't know. She just kind of like once we got into a relationship, things got kind of weird. And I was like, okay, like, that's fair. Whatever. And, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I think I might kind of like this Sarah girl. So, like, the next week, I was like, hey, it was, like, Labor Day. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to downtown Franklin and, like, hang out or whatever? And she's like, yeah, sure. So, we go down, we walk around, hang out or whatever. That's just, like, a thing. Like, there's not much to do where I'm from. So you just kind of walk around downtown.
That's why Ohio is so much better.
Go to the parking garage. Well, I couldn't drive. Not shit to do. Yeah, I was going to say. We just walk around
downtown. There's so much, man.
Go to the parking garage, you know, hang out, whatever.
There is never anything to do where you live. That's always the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you never find places in your own backyard.
Yeah.
So Sarah and I are talking. And, I think that was the day where I officially like asked her out. And she's like, yeah, sure. So we're dating at this point. My parents don't know because I'm like, man, I don't want to talk to my parents about things.
Grab a tissue real quick.
And so.
Wait, you need one?
No.
We're hanging out at school. I'm doing this thing where like I'm sitting with my friends for the first half of lunch, and then for the second half of lunch, I would go sit with her and her friends because she didn't want to sit with my friends, which is like already like kind of sus, but.
Well, I have a question for you. High school are sitting guy girl tables.
Oh, my high school. Once you're past freshman year. You can just eat anywhere in the school.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, so we're just sitting in the
common. So, but what with your group, was it guys and girls, or was it just guys?
Yeah, no, it was a mixed group.
Okay,
good. Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wouldn't be her and then 10 other guys.
Yeah,
it would have been her and then like
couple girls.
6 other guys, 5 other girls. Yeah. Like maybe she didn't know them as well, but I didn't know any of her friends at the time.
Yeah, right.
So, I was like, whatever. I like, man, I have a girlfriend now. I'm so freaking cool. I'm gonna go sit with her. So that goes on for. Couple weeks, we go and see Sully, that airplane movie.
About yeah,
airplane.
I do. You
guys really good movie.
I've never seen it.
Tom Hanks kills it. It's
such a good movie. Crazy story.
Sully bracket coming up. No,
I'm just kidding.
Sully character bracket. So scene bracket.
Sully's gonna win.
So, we see that movie. Her dad was a pilot, so it was kind of like she was like, oh, this is kind of cool. My dad's a pilot. And so, we watched the movie. Like, I put my arm around her.
Not dude. The move.
And that was probably...
Did you do that?
I don't even remember.
If you were a pirate, would you want a parrot on this shoulder or this shoulder? You
know what I'm saying? I don't really know, dude. I think she just kind of like leaned into me and I was like, okay, I guess so. Anyways, so that was towards the end of September. So we'd been dating for like a little under a month. Going into October, homecoming week is coming up, and I think it was the first week of October. It doesn't really matter. So we go into homecoming week, and I don't know how y'all's schools did homecoming day, but for us, it was pretty much a free day.
Yeah.
Where we would have we would like go to our homeroom so they could get attendance, and then we went to a pep rally, and then after a pep rally, they just kind of let us loose. There was like food trucks. We had this thing called Mr. FHS, which I participated in my senior year, which is like a mock beauty pageant for guys.
Yeah, I have a story.
It's a big joke in the theater department. It's a lot of fun.
I have a story that will come up on a later podcast. Continue.
So we're just walking around, and I asked her. I was like, hey, do you want to hang out? Because like it's kind of a free reign day, and she's like, no, I think I just want to hang out with my friends. I'm like, cool, whatever. I'm like, I'll go hang out with my friends. So I'm hanging out with another one of my friends. I'll change her name. I'm hanging out with another of my friends, Bailey.
Sarah too.
So I'm hanging out with Bailey and then two of my other guy friends. And the whole thing was, you're not supposed to leave school property. But we had a pep rally parade, or we had a homecoming parade, and I was in it because I was on the cross country team. Like all the sports teams are in it.
Yeah.
But they drove all the kids downtown, but they didn't do head counts when he came back. So a lot of kids just got left downtown, and they would just walk back because it wasn't that far. It was like a mile walk, maybe.
Not that par? You mean pog? You mean poggers?
Not that far. So we sneak off campus, and we went to a taco place to get some food. And the whole day, I'm Snapchatting Sarah, and it's like throughout the day, she was getting kind of more and more like cold and passive aggressive. And I'm like, okay.
Did you offer her your jacket?
Nice.
Probably.
So it culminated in I was standing in line for Mr. FHS because I was going to go see it, and I sent her a picture of Bailey because we were standing in a circle talking, and Sarah just doesn't respond.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. Whatever. Like maybe her phone died or whatever. I don't think being left on open is that deep. Unless it's like you sent something sus or kind of like risky and they don't respond, then it's like shit.
Risky or risque?
Either.
Both.
So,
most of my riskies are risque.
And then that was on a Friday. So the following Monday, I get a text from her after school because I had practiced. So I was going to be around. And she's like, hey, can you come talk to me by the bus loop or whatever? Because her bus, there was some weird shit where we didn't have enough buses. So one bus would go out, do a route, and then come back and pick other kids up and do another route. So she was at the school till like 3:15. So she's like, hey, can you come talk to me for a bit? I was like, sure. So I go over there and I start talking to her. And she's like, hey, yeah, so you were hanging out with Bailey a lot on homecoming day? I was like, yeah, like we're friends. And she's like, yeah, that kind of made me uncomfortable. I'd appreciate it if you would like maybe not hang out with her as much. I'm like, I'm not going to stop hanging out with somebody because we're friends, you know? It's like I think I said I've known her longer than you. So I think I'm
cold-blooded. Jeez.
Dude, at this point, this was already at the point in the relationship where I was already kind of like not really into it.
Yeah.
I was like, I've known her longer than you. Like, no offense, but we're better friends than we are. Like, me and her are better friends than we are. So I'm not going to stop hanging out with her, like, with all due respect. And she's like, okay, well, it just made me really jealous. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what you want me to do about that.
King.
And
then he flipped her the bird.
Well, we can talk about it later. And I was like, okay. So then I went to cross country practice. That was on Monday. On like when throughout the week, this was like I had already previous to like homecoming on all that stuff, like kind of wasn't really into it anymore. But after that, I was like, I gotta get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to break up with her over text because that's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
But she refused to be alone with me in person. Like at lunch, I'd be like, hey, do you want to go to the vending machines or something? She's like, no, I'm good. You can do it. If you want to get something, I'm like,
get something with Bailey. Just cold-blooded.
So basically, she could kind of like get it. And she texts.
So she could get it?
No, she could kind of like, she understood the vibe. And so she was like trying to not be alone with me because she didn't think I was going to break up with her over text, which I didn't. She sent me this, like, this was Wednesday, I think. It's not really that important. She sent me this long, long, long paragraph. And it was like, blah, 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 blah. And it ended with, and I love you.
Oh!
I met this girl, and this is the second week of October. I met this girl for the first time in my entire life. In August.
Yeah.
Wait, what month is this?
This is halfway through October.
October.
So we've known each other for maybe 2 months. And I said, I said something along the lines of like, okay, or something like that.
I know. Pug.
I know.
And then I got a Snapchat from one of her friends, and she's like, hey, your girlfriend's crying. I'm like, yeah, that's probably my fault. Like, that's what I said. She's like, what happened? And I told her, and she was like,
stupid.
She was like, I can't really blame you. I was like, yeah. So the next day, I was like, hey, like, she was like, I just can't do this anymore. I'm like, okay, yeah, I agree. This isn't working out. I understand. Like, she initiated the over text. So I was like, okay, yeah, this isn't working out. I agree. She's like, okay. And me, I was always kind of one of those guys that, like, I had a lot of girlfriends. So I had a lot of people who were like, oh, are you and so-and-so going to date? Are you and so-and-so going to date? And there was that with a lot of people. But Bailey was, like, a big one.
Yeah.
And I come to school on Monday, and me and her, like, have a lot more people than normal been asking if we're dating. And she's like, yeah, I think so. Like, I've gotten, like, 10 people. I had, like, 15 people text me out of the blue. Like, are you guys dating? Come to find out, I'm playing Xbox with my buddy Cole that night. And he's like, hey, did you cheat on Sarah with Bailey? I'm like, no. And he's like, that's what Sarah told me. And I'm like,
I've heard this
before, I said, screenshot that text and send it to me right now. So we did. And she's like, hey, he was like, hey, I heard you and Jake broke up. Sorry to hear about that. And she was like, yeah, apparently, like, he cheated on me with Bailey or something like that. And I was like, first of all, the fuck I did not. Second of all, like, just why in general? So I come to find this out. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to confront her about this and see what she does. So I text her. I was like, hey, have you heard this rumor that's going around that I cheated on you with Bailey before we broke up? And that's why we broke up. And I broke up with you to go and date her. That was another thing. And she was like, oh, yeah, I can't think of any other girls' names. I think Megan.
We're three girls' names.
I think Megan heard that.
That's my sister.
In her math class or something like that. I was like, oh, do you think from who? Because I'm trying to trace it back to the source. And she's like, oh, yeah, I have no idea, but I'll keep my ear out. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then she sent me a screenshot of my text with laughing emojis. And I said, I think you sent that to the wrong person. And then she said, sorry. And I was like, well, I've won. That's my winning there.
So what did you learn from it?
So I learned, don't date people to date people. Dating people doesn't make you cool. Mm. And rushing into relationships is always a bad idea. Mm. And I learned this relationship, or I learned this rule. And then I made the same mistake almost a month later. So really just, don't feel like you always have to be in a relationship. That's not good. Being in a relationship doesn't define you. What other people think of you doesn't define you either. I think that was a part of it too, because I was like, everyone's dating people, which wasn't true at all. I don't know why I thought that in hindsight.
It always feels like that when you're single.
Yep. Yeah, I guess.
Because everyone you know...
Like this kid Sam, this kid Josh, they're both just getting
on a daily basis. Anyways. But yeah, so that was a mess. And I could talk for like...
Well, that's honestly some really solid advice we get there. Anything important?
No.
Okay.
Just my girlfriend.
If she didn't say anything, toss it in the chat.
She gets it.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. Yeah, she gets it. What's up? Hey.
Oh yeah.
Worst breakup. This segues perfectly into the last topic. That's why I want to go and get it done, or end it with this. Not gonna name names. Freshman year though, you guys know this person. If anyone in chat says her name, please delete it. Freshman year of college, dated this person. She was definitely not a long-term solution, and we acted like it was. We both knew it wasn't. We've had serious conversations, be like, hey, we understand this isn't going to go on forever, and then we were like, but let's try our best to make that happen. And when you do something like that, it just takes pieces you away. Like, you just get left into being nothing. It's the worst. Because you're just, like, not happy. They're not happy. And because there's miscommunication, and the only thing you have in a relationship is trust and communication. It just sucked. So, surely enough, I end up breaking up with her. If I didn't break up with her, probably she's breaking up with me a week later. Like, we just were... Yes, January 17th. Jake was the first person to be there for me after that. Big thank you for that.
We have that day in
common. Yeah. January 17th is a... I can promise you, this apartment, there will be two people in their rooms, eating ice cream, bonbons, taking a hot bath. Okay. Maybe together. Anyways, we go... You guys, setting up. So, that just ruined me. And I've talked about it publicly. It's on my Instagram, stuff like that.
It is?
Yeah, there's a long story. It includes Survivor.
Some friend you are.
Yeah, it includes Survivor. It ironically has more views than I have followers. basically, because I'm crying. That's why.
Don't you have like 1,000 followers?
No, so I started December with like 450 followers.
Aren't you Nick Evans from Nevin's Island?
And then I just
didn't you do a 12-hour stream on January 5th?
My throat is destroyed. So it's basically,
get even more destroyed afterward.
Dude, that sounds awful. Yeah, I'm just taking.
I don't know about you. That sounds pretty good.
Dude, I'm so hungry.
Get ready with the band hammer.
Basically,
timeouts.
We go and it is the this whole thing happens and I got shook to the core. I like couldn't hang out with people, and obviously I'm a super social person and I really care about people like that. I relied on people. I relied basically on two people. I don't know if you guys know this. It was you. You were the person that I actually reached out to. And you. You were the person
I
actually
reached out to. I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. I didn't.
Not at the time, though.
Yeah,
I remember talking with you outside the Village Chick-fil-A.
Yep. And that
for like
was
a few hours.
That was like, that was really
I remember seeing girl walk out of, like, y'all two walked into the room together, and then she walked out of the room alone, and I was like, I'm gonna go outside. And they're like, okay. Yeah. And I just saw you kind of walking away, and I kind of like jogged up behind you. I was like, hey man.
Yeah, you
Jake
knew
Jake saw them enter the room, she left, Jake walked in, and Nick was dead on the floor.
Nick was just crying. He was filming an Instagram video. It was really weird.
And he said it got like more
views. He said it got more views than followers? I was like, how?
Basically, though, that destroyed me. And so I turned to you guys. I turned to Survivor. And other than that, I just was devastated, crying a lot and skipping class and being an idiot. And like, it was the worst. And then I go and do this thing calling asking myself the Uncle Iroh questions.
Ooh.
Which is something I like to send to people when they're having life crises. And
dude,
it is.
You should send those to me
on a daily basis. Yeah, I could. It is the Lake Loud Guy episode where Zuko goes to, he's with Appa, and then Iroh shows up.
Appa!
And then he goes and says to Zuko, where he's like, what are you going to do with the bison? And whatever, doesn't matter. He goes, then Zuko's looking at the camera. Iroh's looking behind him at the camera, and he goes, Zuko, who are you, and what do you want? Is that it, Chase? I think I got it right. Basically, those two questions were just, it shook me to the core of, hey, you need to figure this out now. And back in November, I made a document saying I want to speak in a stream eventually. That was when I opened that laptop back up, opened that document back up, and wrote down 5 shows. And it was a show that was Let's Plays, which we're $400 away on the next stream to do. Casual Entertainment Conversation, Casual Gaming Conversation, another show that we're doing. Brackets and a podcast.
And here we are.
And here we are. So that's
doing a podcast.
So
a podcast.
How relevant.
So my main thing is, truly, I hope that people realize tonight my relationship with you over the past few years, my relationship with you guys. There's a reason I want to bring you guys in on this, because you guys were there for me in the hardest of times. And now here we are.
In the best of times.
It was the best of times.
Chase, real quick, just throw up the thermometer. Our last topic is the future of Nevin's Island and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Just real briefly.
Hey, man.
It's like 11:20.
We've been streaming for 12 hours and 25 minutes.
Yeah, we've been streaming for 12 hours and 25 minutes. Y'all are insane. We've hit some.
I'll tell you guys later.
Insane goals, and just thinking about today and how everything worked, we go. Hit goal, hot peppers, hit goals, right when we're at
hiccups.
Hot and then pepper. all of a sudden,
too many freestyles.
We are at all of a sudden. This is the real thing. This is Nick where it gets really
Nick face.
This is where it gets really. This is where it gets really crazy, in my opinion. We're at $650, and we were stagnant for like 2+ hours, right? Right around there, like we got like $15 in like 2 hours, and I thought it was the end. I was like, cool, we are finished. We're done. We did it. It's over. We're feeling good, and then. It happened. Bang, 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 bang. Thank you for switching back over. We just were nails. It just didn't stop. And right when we thought it was stopped, another big donation. 50s, 25s. I'm going to have to write on a freaking poster 100-something names. People did not stop. It was unreal. We are going to be able to go, and I don't know, I'm going to be able to send up this kid with a great webcam and microphone for casual entertainment. For us, I'm going to go and be able to hopefully get some studio lights and actually a chair that doesn't hurt my back after 10 minutes for all these podcasts that we're doing and all these streams that we're doing. I don't know. I think we just proved to every mother... parents watch this. We proved to every single
Stop
person...
Stop putting cans there,
They're
Nick.
Both empty.
I know, but still... It's a matter of principle.
We proved to every single person watching today, every single time that thermometer went up and I said there was movement in the thermometer, they were like, how? And I think over today, we just consistently said, hey, trivia, we're going to have laughs. We're going to be goofy. We're going to be stupid. Josh, our champion, we're going to have just a great time with that. This is not stopping. This is literally the ground floor. Every single person that is watching right now and has watched today and is doing what they're doing is in on the ground floor. We are only going up. We have, 95 followers on Twitch? Cool. We're going to be at 1,000 by the end of the year. We have 50-something subscribers on YouTube? Cool. That's going to be higher by the end of the year. We are going to have probably another, 30 guests on brackets. We're probably going to go and have talk about... we're doing 5 weekly shows, 50 weeks. Let's just call it, say we miss a couple weeks or we have to do schematics. Well, now we have bonus shows. We're going to be producing 10 hours-ish of content a week, especially with me streaming and us streaming, probably producing 10-plus hours of content a week for those guys for free. You guys, every cent you donated is going right back. And truly, you guys are going to go and see it in a couple weeks. We, even most of us, didn't have faith that we were going to hit this. We want to be realistic. And you guys just said, we're going to blow realistic out of the freaking water. So now, here we are. You are on 2 shows. You're $400 away on the next stream for doing a road trip with me and seeing this kid again. That's going to be hype as hell. You are still going to be a mainstay on, you have to do the podcast, but you're going to help out with a lot of brackets. And we have Jake and Nick Muck weekly. And we're doing a quarterly episode of that.
And she's playing through Last of Us.
And we're doing stand-up.
And I have to watch Survivor.
Yes.
And I'm tall.
Dude.
6'6".
Those are 2 separate measurements.
Guys, Dalton, no joke, is the fan favorite person. We actually have like a
Dalton meme. Cam is we imminent.
Need, we need a like goal.
We need like a nest home just in Dalton's room. Just no. Constant live.
So
we should put a baby monitor in there.
So to close out what I'm saying, it is we are building this with you. You guys are on the ground floor, and we are so excited to bring in people that enjoy what we do and actually enjoy and believe in it. I cannot believe I went home this over break and I had friends that understood what we were trying to do and they were being themselves and they were not doing, they just didn't respect what I was doing enough to take it seriously. And I come back down here and put Sam through the freaking ringer. Sam's half dead right now. Put him through the ringer. Dude, we got like 2 hours of sleep last night after working all day. Put him through the freaking ringer, make his ass wake up at 8 a.m., and we do this. And not only do we do it, we did it freaking perfectly. I thought when we were at 850, I'm like, when we hit the 885 was the number that we were after the 150 donation. I was like, we're going to hit it. We're going to hit 1,000. There's no way we don't with 3 hours
Yeah, but then we hit it like 2 seconds later.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the thing where it was.
That's probably. That is probably the best like clip we got because I was doing karaoke too.
Yeah,
yeah. So, we were singing.
So
Mr. Brightside.
I was starting Mr. Brightside. I was like, no.
Yeah,
and then you come in, you're like, we hit it.
Yeah, no, we go and it was 8850, and then it was we got 100 bomb, and then I was like, yo, we need 15, and we got the last 15, and it was
your
that.
Mom, right?
Yeah, it was your mom. It was freaking unreal.
My mom.
So to break it down one last time before we close out the stream, and if you've been here for 12 and a half hours, God bless you.
I love you.
Even more than two.
And we'll mouth kiss you.
And
you
also,
are the best.
Not even just like if you're here for more than two. We reached out to so many people. Y'all have done exactly what we said in the sense of some people were like, hey, I can watch an hour of it. But you know what? I'm going to throw it on the background, and if I'm doing work or I need to get some schoolwork done or I'm just going to have it up for you guys because I want to support you. That number has allowed I'm so excited to see the total amount of viewers, the different viewers we've had because I think it's going to be over like 200, 300. It's going to be absurd. Like my streams get 5 viewers. I'm freaking losing my mind. Today we've had 20 plus the entire day. Like
that's crazy.
And that I was like, cool, we might get like 8 to 10.
I know people that are like friends with big streamers that rated by large streamers often that don't get 20 viewers.
Yeah. It's absurd. So.
That's freaking crazy.
I will make it very simple. Next, not the end of this week. Tomorrow we're shooting more content and I'm going to start the editing process of that. I also need to focus on getting a job, getting school ready. This week we're taking off. Next week, we're going to start up. We'll talk after the stream. Next week, we're going to start up. Tuesday, Jake and Nick Muck. Later that night, streaming. Wednesday, bracket. We're doing the best Disney princess. It's going to be myself. Oh, we have a friend that was really eager and excited to do that, and probably Jake, because I'm going to make him do it. Yeah. Thursday, it's our weekday off work, so we can get our crap together, basically. Feel good about ourselves. Friday, streaming into podcast, and it's me, Jake, Josh. We're going to do a couple episodes with just us three, solidify ourselves, feel good, work out some schematics. Dude, if you guys like enjoyed what we just did, we are all exhausted, hungry, freaking beaten down. Like,
to be fair, this is my state most of the time.
That's true. But we're going to hit another level. Yeah.
God, I don't know how you do it.
Just my mouth usually tastes not like
that. My mouth right now is still on fire from that last one during Mario Kart. Well, I'm just saying, it's going to be even better. Saturday.
My humor is gone.
Freaking unreal. We're going from streaming into casual entertainment.
Yeah.
And then. We're going to also, so you're like, Nick, this is absurd. Like I said, 10 hours of content a week. We're still doing monthly shows. And we're like, Sam's going to have his own stuff. We're going to have everything from 45 minute podcast with Sam, myself, my brother, myself, and Jake and Nick Muck to our 15 podcast, which is the main podcast in the bracket episodes. And every single time, it's just going to be the remembering of today. Today was the proof. Today, we're going to have a conversation after this, and it's going to be, how serious do we need to start taking this? And when we're talking about serious...
Raise a glass to the four of us.
Yeah,
tomorrow
seriously.
Tomorrow there'll be more of us.
That, like...
Telling the story of tonight.
Sorry. Like, no joke. I will never, ever, ever be able to repay you three and also Chase.
Cash is fun.
Yeah. What? Okay.
You have $1,000 now.
Yeah, no. I'm buying Yeezys, like I said. But... I will never be able to repay the 3 of you guys.
If it's free. I want that shit out.
Like, boneless. I will never be able to repay you guys. I mean, it's just absurd. It really is. I love you guys so much.
Love you too, man.
I'm not going to start crying. But simply put, this day is one of the... It's official. People in the chat know this. I say this quite often. Today knocks out one of the other... 5 that I have. I have a list of 5 favorite things because I used to overuse the sentence of one of my favorite days.
Oh, I used the overused the sentence favorite.
Yeah, like way too much.
Yeah.
Today's one of the best days I've ever had.
Sam coming out here. His arrival, Nick Day in September.
What was Nick Day?
That's
This is way better. Because you want to know why?
He made $1,000.
Money.
It's new Yeezys.
Yeah.
No, it just won't get better than this. And what we're going to be able to do, the reason that
hopefully
this...
Hopefully it'll only get better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think it will only get better than... Like, we're going to do another one of these. I'm going to say it. Yeah, there was a two-hour dip in viewership and in donos and just the general vibe of the stream. Some of it was because we only had four of us, but the other part was, hey, we did...
And Dalton wasn't here.
Dalton wasn't here.
Yeah. Dalton leaves, we would lose 10 viewers.
Yeah.
We need some analytics up in here.
Yeah.
But to close...
Dalton metrics.
I'll crunch the data. I'll build a Python.
To close out everything. Too. Chase, how long have we been live?
We have been live for exactly... 12 hours, 36 minutes, and 48 seconds.
That's freaking absurd, guys. So, to close it out, to just for you guys, then I'll officially end this thing. Yeah, say the thing.
Hey, guys. If you made it this far, if this is in the video, if you made it this far, you know, like what we're doing here, think you want to see more of this, subscribe. It'd be great. If you're on Twitch right now, drop a follow to get notifications when we're live. You want to see more of this throughout the year, throughout the summer now because we hit the goal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it really means a lot that you guys have stuck through this all, even if I'm just talking to an empty room with a computer on. I'm
tired.
It really, really means a lot. And each and every one of you that are still here after the podcast, after the Mario Kart, after the peppers, the wheel spins, everything, just thank you so much. And hopefully... we can continue to do this.
Yeah. You guys are allowing us... For me, this next month turns from how the hell can I go not just to my parents but to myself and say, hey, got to get the grades up. Hey, probably going to get a few hours at a job somewhere. Hey, you are producing insane amount of content. Where's the proof in it? And you guys today were just like, hey... For me, it's not even the hundreds. Very thankful for the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
It was the constant people saying, hey, I want to see Nick
going. It was Charlotte texting me in the middle, like, asking how to donate.
Yeah, it was people texting how to donate. It was people messaging like about the bracket. Like, that's where it's like, we're doing cool shit. Like, we're doing really cool shit. 10
people being in that Quiplash audience.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was one of
the... That was super
sick. That was really cool.
Hey, guess what?
You guys gave me the dub ski.
I've watched... a streamer.
You guys beat me, but it's okay. I didn't want to win anyways.
Yeah.
I let you beat me.
I would have lost in Smash even if I won the title.
You didn't have to play Smash.
Yeah, no, but I would have been challenged Smash.
Let me just say this. No joke. I've seen streamers with 7,000 people play Quiplash, and they get 50 people in the audience. We had, let's just say safely, 35. That was a good number.
It was a little over 30.
Yeah. So let's say that's I think that's high
actually
ball
like
it.
32.
Like I said, high ball on it. We had 10. Well, it was 9. We had 10.
I think
at
one time it was just like, man.
We had 10 at one point.
Their phone froze.
In the freaking audience.
That's crazy.
That is not just people coming out and like just.
Yeah, that's not a black screen on a computer.
Yeah,
that's somebody watching.
That's engagement.
Yeah.
And you guys really.
Your engagement.
Yes.
Statistics, numbers. You will find no one that cares more about arbitrary numbers than this guy.
Yeah. And Josh, final words before we actually
comment what your favorite part of the stream was down below.
Nice.
Mine was
Sam. Final words.
That was pretty good.
I'm tired, but this was awesome, and I love all you boys, especially you. I'm very proud of you. You put the work in the last freaking year. I remember you basically called me like once quarantine started and pitched like
this,
the whole thing. And I was just like, hell yeah. Here we are. And
I think I got that same call like
2 hours
later.
Hour.
Yeah.
2 hours after. No, like that's the craziest part where it was. I finished Final Fantasy VII. It's like May 10th-ish. The semester's over. And I was so like, cool. Summer plan. How am I going to do this? And I call my buddy Matt Luce, and I'm like, okay, we're going to start on January 1st, 2021. And he goes, why not just start now and start streaming and get affiliate before?
The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Yeah.
Yes. Basically, though,
Very
I go.
Time is tomorrow.
I basically go and.
Forest.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
I basically go.
Taken. So was he. What's happening with this?
The bromance is beyond Abby and Maddie.
It's not. I can't say that. That actually sounds bad.
So basically, though, I will never like Josh. You being this addition and that like extra flavor. It was, hey, you're one of my best friends, and I love talking to you, and your energy is.
I just really wish you would wear more jeans.
Yeah, just wear more jeans.
Yeah,
bitch.
And like nice. Change everything about you.
My
yeah,
language
just
going
suppress
down.
Your
really, like,
it's not how to begin with
yeah.
either.
But yeah, I will never it. Ever forget calling.
Could have been.
You two, and it was. Here's the coolest part was, you guys never blew smoke up my ass. It was always.
I would only do that if you asked me to.
Yeah, and sometimes, and that was the thing though.
In some weird drug craze.
In some drug.
Butt vaping.
Frenzy.
Butt vaping. How do you inhale? Just clench?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe you can inhale.
Dude, you can butt chug. Like.
This podcast went from going to like finishing off and out just me ranting.
Thank you so much.
With that being said, the biggest Nevinson success story behind this entire thing, I have to say this now or else I'm going to regret it. The biggest success story is two things.
Dalton.
One? Yes. Three things. Dalton. And that's not even a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him going in.
He's such a G.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. And people getting that through a screen. Yeah, sure, he's eye candy, attractive looking man. But still.
Great push-up form.
Great push-up form. Sean Evans was all about it. Two. My brother's like my favorite person. You ask anyone that knows me close.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. Like. You know this. Mm-hmm. He's my best friend. And for him to hit me up and be like, hey, we need to pull trigger on this. We need to do this. And for him to have the faith in me to put him on a platform that he now feels comfortable with, that just means the world. And him and I are going to talk tomorrow. And I'm going to come to him with a business plan. It's one of those moments where like my big brother is someone I look up to every day, and I call him 3-4 times a week, and he's my hero. And now he looks up to me in this moment, and he's like, you're doing cool shit, man, and that means the world. Third thing is I can't believe that I'm able to go and literally 3.5 years. My brother's wedding was a couple months ago, and we talked about this, and I said I would never bring it up, and I was like, I'm gonna bring it up here. We made a plan to go and meet up.
I stood you up.
And man. Sam shit the bed. Like, yeah. he totally messed up, made a mistake.
Yep.
And I was like, he was like, but I got January 4th, man, and I'll be there for your birthday, and I'm gonna do this. And it was that moment of like, hey, I just like, don't lose faith, because he will be there for you. And to go and see you these past few days, put in it. The people that put in the most work is me, Chase.
Oh my god!
One more time. Are you kidding me?
One more time for Chase.
Just insane.
But for you to go in all yesterday, you didn't bitch once, and I had you. We drove around. We went play. Like, we did so much, and we stayed up
come
way
all the way
too
to
late.
Freaking Alabama.
Yeah, like you. I made you.
L.A.
That was the
lower
other thing.
Lower Alabama.
I made you. Literally, I haven't heard a no from you this entire time. We've been doing this. It's always been, yes, how can we do this? When can we do this? I got your back. What do you need me for? Today, helping set up. You asked me like 7 times. No offense to you two. Y'all were doing stuff, and y'all were setting up in your own ways, and you guys were killing it. And, like, you were like, I was setting something up on there. You come behind, you're like, hey, how can I help? You're sitting here, I'm doing something. Hey, how can I help? It was just consistent support, and yeah, the hundreds upon hundreds of hours I've put into this, but I couldn't have done this without you, and you know that. I
appreciate it, man.
And yeah, man, I love you, dude. Love you,
man. I love you, man.
All right, let's
proud of you.
Closing out the stream, looking at the cam now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so much.
This has been Nevin's Island Day 2021. One last clap it up. We will be coming back at the end of January to go and fill out that second thermometer.
January date TBD.
Yeah, the date will be at the end. Go to the YouTube. It's Nevin's Island. We're all Nevin's Island on everything that we do. My Instagram's Nevin's Island.
That's
my personal.
He changed his social security and number to
Nevin's
Island.
Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His phone password, his mom's maiden name.
Regina Nevin's Island. So, but yeah. If you guys like what we're doing, please, YouTube is a huge way that you can go and help us out by just tossing a sub over there. Hitting the bell helps the algorithm, like, immensely, commenting too. So just go to old videos and comment and be awesome. Lastly, right now, you're on Twitch. Toss me a follow. Go and help us out there. Toss us a sub. I don't care what it is. Going and helping that way just goes and gives us more confidence and lets us do more cool shit. And
shows that you like what you're doing here.
We want to go and have conversations with you guys about what we're doing. Be in the chat. I'm streaming every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. If you're like, hey, Jake and Nick's muck suck, bring in a third chair, the conversation isn't good enough. We haven't even talked to a lot of people about that. It's what we did tonight with the podcast, but it's just Jake and I. It is a question, so it's going to be like, hey, do you think an orangutan or a ninja would win in a fight? And talking about that.
Does the ninja have weapons?
Exactly. I ask him a question. He asked me a question. We're doing it over food. And then the last thing is we do a food review together. So I rate something out of 5. He rates it out of 5. The numbers combined, it's a 10-point scale. Last thing.
Visuals and taste.
Last things.
Just like people.
Literally. Couldn't have done without you guys. The last shot I want, Chase, is all of us hugging over here because I truly couldn't do it. We love you guys. Thank you so much. 2021 can be the best year of Nevin's Island yet. You're on the ground floor. We're building it with you. We're building it for you. We love you guys. Thank you. Everyone bring it down.
I love you, boys. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.